Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies up.
And pies up.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You
serving cartoon watchers the world over since 1988.
For we are gathered here today on this mournful occasion to bid farewell to a faithful friend. A friend who was always there to comfort us in time of woe. A friend who was truly a part of the family.
That was the best TV set we ever had.
And so, loyal 21-inch console model, we bid a fond farewell.
Wait, you're sure there isn't some way to fix it?
Mr. Arbuckle, this is a very old set. You bought it back in August.
I put a lot of miles on him.
Let's just give it a decent burial,
Okay, I guess it's time to buy another set. Come on, guys.
You think I should have sent flowers?
I wonder if this would be a good place to buy a new TV.
Hiya, friends, this is Madman Murray. Come on down and buy a TV from me. Why? I'm practically giving them away. I'll pay you to take them. Why? Because I have no sense of values whatsoever. Take them away before they take me away.
Hey, let's go there.
We are there. Let's see if he has a TV that'll show everything but his commercials.
Are you kidding me? I am selling stuff so cheap I will be bankrupt by June. But do I care? I don't care. I recommend the new Takashimata TV.
Garfield, take a look at that model and see if you like it.
I'll see if I like it.
And now a recipe for lasagna.
I like it.
Does it come with a guarantee?
Of course, a 3-year guarantee.
How much is it?
Why, it's practically a steal. It only...
Doesn't John do a good outboard motor impression?
Uh-huh.
I once ate oatmeal and made that sound.
Okay, new set in place.
Good. I'm about 87 commercials behind in my television viewing for the day.
Everybody set?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right, Garfield. Turn on our new TV set.
Here goes. Hope there's something mindless on.
It's upside down.
Hey, nothing gets by you.
I can't hear Binky.
Well, there's something good about this set. I shall apply an advanced, scientifically tested method of electronic instrument correction.
It's smoking.
It's brand new. It's too young to smoke.
Hit the deck!
Yeah, that's how I feel about Binky, too.
Our new TV set. But wait a minute. We'll just take it back to Madman Murray. We have a 3-year guarantee.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you want me to do with this pile of junk?
But I have a 3-year guarantee.
Did you read the fine print on your warranty card?
I can't. The lettering is too small.
Mm-hmm. Come with me. Can you read it yet?
Not quite yet. Hold it still, Odie. Okay, I can almost read it. This warranty not valid Monday through Friday or on weekends. Not valid in any month with a vowel in its name, and not valid if TV owner was born after the year 1863. What kind of warranty is this?
From my point of view, it's great.
Looks like I'm never gonna get a TV to watch. have in mind should only be done in a desperate situation. But then, what's more desperate than no TV?
But I paid you for a TV. You sold me a defective TV. It doesn't work.
Hey, I just sell them, pal.
I don't build them.
Growl, hiss, snarl.
Hey, what is with this cat?
He's a saber-toothed cat.
Hiss, growl.
Get him off me. Help, saber-toothed cat.
Growl, spit, snarl.
Help, save me from the saber-toothed cat. And I mean help.
I'll save you if you fix my TV.
I can't fix it, but if you take it back to the factory, they'll fix it.
What a coward.
Garfield, that was very brave of you.
Yeah, well, lack of TV makes a cat do strange things.
At least we got the answer. We'll just take the TV back to the factory, and they'll fix it for us, and everything will be fine.
Not really. The factory is in Japan.
Takashimada Electronics? Tokyo? Oh, no! I'm not giving up. If we have to take it back to the factory, we'll take it back to the factory. Look, it was the best flight I could afford.
We don't even get that little bag of peanuts.
Takashimada factory ought to be just down this street.
6,000 miles to get a TV fixed. Makes you wish the shows were better.
There it is. That's the factory. And there's...
Oh, no.
Oh, you bought one of these from Madman Murray, too, huh?
I don't care how long we have to wait. We came this far. We're getting this set fixed.
I'm going to go find another costume, just in case.
Sorry, Mr. Arbuckle, but we cannot fix your set.
Garfield?
Hiya, Dama, Sushi, hiya,
Ninja Pussycat! I will fix your TV set at once, sir.
Finally!
Oh, we did it, guys. We had to fly 12,000 miles and spend every cent I had, but we got a working TV. Turn it on, Garfield.
Here goes nothing.
Huh? It's all in Japanese. Garfield, what are we going to do?
We're going to sit here and eat teriyaki chicken until we learn the language. You know, this still makes more sense than anything on cable. Locked outside in the snow. He's shivering. He's probably very cold and very miserable. I can't bear to see him suffer like that. I gotta do something. That's better.
Will everyone please settle down? Could I have your attention, please? Attenzione! The Roy Rooster Fan Club will come to order. Roy Rooster presiding. I want to thank you all for coming. It's good to see so many new faces. Before we begin, our recording secretary will read the minutes of the last meeting. No one showed up for our last meeting either. Respectfully submitted, Roy R. Rooster, recording secretary. Thank you. I move the minutes be accepted as read. Is there a second? I second it. Thank you. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye. All opposed? The minutes are approved. Now, is there any old business? Any old business at all? In that case, is there any new business? Does anyone have any new business to bring before the Roy Rooster Fan Club? Well, in that case, is there a motion to adjourn?
I have a proposal.
What?
I said I have a proposal to make.
A member I don't know what to do. We've never had a member before. Wait a minute! I have a member in my fan club. I have a member. An honest, real, live, in-person member in my fan club. Well, member Wade, what would you like to propose?
Can I propose anything I want?
Anything at all. Democracy rules.
Uh-huh. I would like to propose that we change this to the Wade Duck Fan Club.
What?
I propose that we change this to the Wade Duck Fan Club.
We all heard you. You can't propose that.
I can so propose.
I can so propose whatever I like.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
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 Can. Wait. Let's go consult Orson. He can settle this.
Fine with I.
Can't.
Enough already. I can see I'm not going to get to finish my dinner until I settle this. If you want to know how to run a meeting, you consult Rooster's Rules of Order. Any member can offer any motion for consideration.
See? Yeah.
All right. We'll vote on it.
Let's see if I can finish my succotash before the next interruption. Although I doubt it.
Okay. All in favor of changing the Roy Rooster Fan Club into the Wade Duck Fan Club, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Nay. 1-1. The motion is not passed. Hey, uno momento there. You cannot vote.
What do you mean I cannot vote?
You are chairing the meeting. You cannot vote.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Can.
Let's go see Orson again.
Okay, I'll settle it. At least I finished my succotash. I can't even take a shower in peace. According to this, the person chairing the meeting only votes in case of a tie.
See? I'm enjoying this.
All right. We're voting on whether or not to change the Roy Fan Club to the Wade Fan Club.
Plus, I think I should be president.
All in favor of making this the Wade Fan Club and making Wade president, say
aye.
All opposed? Okay. This is now the Wade Duck Fan Club. And Wade Duck is president.
The Wade Duck Fan Club will now come to order. My very own fan club.
Oh, the humiliation of it. To lose my fan club. And just when I finally got a member. I hope that duck feels a little embarrassed. His fan club doesn't have any members at all. Oh, no members. Hey, I could... Oh, that is... If I could just... Oh, yeah. I could just...
Uh-huh. Well, then, if there is no new business, we...
I have a proposal.
What are you talking
about? I propose we change this back into the Roy Rooster Fan Club.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, sir.
Orson.
Orson, wake up.
What? Oh. Now what?
Because we're going to democratically change it to the Wade Duck Fan Club. And he's
okay,
a total loser. So
okay, stop it right already. Look what you've done. Oh, now I have to go take another shower. When I get out, I will give you two a decision about all of this.
It's my fan club.
It's my fan club.
You two, wait here while I clean up and figure out how to handle this.
Rattle tap.
That's my gap.
But I'm president.
But I paid for it.
But it's my fan club.
But I want it.
But you ain't getting it.
You come back with my gap. It's my fan club and my gap. Oh, you bring that back here. Stop in the name of the CBS Saturday morning schedule. You're out of order.
fan club.
My fan club.
Now, you see what you guys did? And all this over some silly fan club with no members.
Silly?
My fan club?
Well, it may be silly to you.
But we take our fan club seriously, don't we, Wade?
You betcha indeed.
All right, then. I have the perfect solution. Let's make it the Roy and Wade fan club, and you can both be presidents.
Who'd want to be in a silly club like that?
All right. See if I try to settle arguments in the future. Nobody listens to me. Having a fan club for yourself with no members, what a ridiculous idea. I mean, maybe it would be nice to have your own fan club, but really, fan club should have someone in it besides yourself. Not that you shouldn't be your own fan, but... the meeting of the Orson Pig fan club will now come to order. Is there any old business? Any new business? Would anyone like to make a motion? Any kind of a motion?
Let me go in and get some food, Ma. I can do it.
No, Riff, there might be a cat in this house.
A cat? Bring him on. I'll pulverate him. I'll jump rope with his whiskers.
Listen to your mother. Wait out here while I get dinner.
If there's a cat, call me and I'll mop up the place with him.
Time for my 327 cookie break. Hope there's some ginger snaps left. This one feels a little stale. I'll leave it, Brody. We're talking cookie here. Wait, I don't want the rest of them to get stale.
Something's wrong. Ma needs me. Ma?
Boy, can I make a sandwich? This sandwich was such a work of art, I should have signed it.
Don't worry, Ma. I'll save you. You are in big trouble, Cat. You put my mother in a sandwich.
Your mother is tuna salad?
Well, you got her here somewhere. Where is she?
What would I want with a mouse?
Cats eats mice.
Eats mice? Fat. Why would anyone want to eat mice when there's lasagna in the world?
It ain't gonna work, Cat. You got my mother and I ain't leaving till I find her.
And so Power Pig dismantles Margarine Man's butter incinerator. What? You mean you don't read your comic books out loud? Beware, evildoer. Your nefarious scheme will not work. You will not stop me, Power Pig. Gosh, what clever villain dialogue. Time to unmask you, Margarine Man. And with that, Power Pig rips off his mask and...
Where's my ma?
Hey, come back with that piece of my comic book. I have to know who Margarine Man is.
You tell me where my ma is and I'll tell you who Margarine Man is.
Why can't I get him to understand? Okay, a nap. He can't bother me when I'm asleep. I don't know where your mother is, Mouse. I don't know where she is. I don't know.
Where is the mouse, Garfield?
I don't know where the mouse is.
Where is the mouse, Garfield?
I just told you I don't know where the mouse is.
Where is the mouse, Garfield?
Listen to me. I don't know where the mouse is.
Where is the mouse, Garfield? Where is the mouse, Garfield? Where is the mouse, Garfield?
I
Get another song. Do some Christmas carols. Something. I don't know where the mouse is. Whoa!
Read my lips as if they moved. I do not know where your mama is.
Okay, you are asking for it.
I'm gonna get Max to help me.
I'm beginning to understand why cats eat mice. It's gotta be better than listening to them.
So what do you say? Will you do it, Max? Will you help me find my mother?
I will do it. I will find your mother. You have my word.
I guess that mouse finally found his mother.
Cat!
You catted?
Where is the mouse?
Here we go again, folks. I don't know where she is.
You lie. Now will you tell me where the mouse is? Or do I have to get rough?
That wasn't rough. I don't want to stick around and see what rough is.
You cannot escape.
I don't know where your mouse is. I don't eat mice. I don't even like mice. I mean, for food. I like them as friends. Can't we be friends?
This is the end of you, cat.
Wait. Before I go, a last cookie? Just my luck. The stale one. Is this what you were looking for?
Ma, where you been?
I was looking around for food, and I got trapped in the cookie jar.
Food, huh? Here, we have plenty. We have to with me around.
Cat, guess I owe you an apology.
It would appear I do also. We were dummies.
Hey, if folks didn't do dumb things, we wouldn't have plots for cartoons. See you around. I should have been rougher on him, but I'm just so glad it's all over.
Garfield, where is the mouse?
The mouse? I don't know where the mouse is. Stop asking me. I don't know where the mouse is. I don't know where the mouse is. Yeah!
It's part of my new computer. I don't know. I don't ask. I just work here.